and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, I want to talk to you. I want to keep in the same trend that we talked a little bit about last week. Last week was a little bit of a rant of an episode. I admit it. But I'm very passionate when someone says something to me like, "Hey, isn't this platform dead or whatever?" You know, if you recall last week, we talked about Facebook marketing, and I hopefully did a good job in convincing you that Facebook marketing is not dead. I don't know where my client got that from. But anyway, hopefully that's all behind us now. Today, I just want to talk to you about social media in general. Specifically, I want to talk to you about 8 steps to create a social media digital marketing strategy. Okay, there are 8 steps that I want you to create, because unfortunately, as you guys, well, not unfortunately, just so you know, and you probably know this already, but I'm going to repeat it anyway. Social media is here to stay. Like it, love it, whatever it is, it's here to stay. So you might as well use the platform for your advantage, and you might as well use it to grow your businesses, grow your practices, etc., etc., etc. And there are simple 8 steps that I want to show you how to create a social media digital marketing strategy. Now, if you're using social media right now and you're not getting any kind of traction from it, you want to pay attention to this episode. Okay? You really want to pay attention to this episode. Now, before we get going with the content, I want to remind you guys, if you want to be a guest on the show, simply send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Send us that email. Let us know the topic you want to talk about, and we'll send you an intake form and get you on the schedule. It is filling up fast, folks. So a lot of people want to be interviewed on the show, which is great. So if you want to be one of them, feel free to do that. Another thing is, if there's a specific topic that you guys want to listen to, if there's something that you're struggling with, give us, you know, send us an email also at info@lbmsllc.com and ask us what, you know, tell us, "Hey, Frank, can you talk about, you know, pay-per-click marketing? Do you want to talk about SEO, et cetera, whatever it is that you want to talk about." Send us an email and we'll make sure that we have that on par, on deck, for a topic. Now, with that one, you want to hurry up really quickly because topics are flowing in. So if there's something that you really want to talk about and you don't want it, you don't want to hear about it in December, let's talk about it now. Okay. Awesome. 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 So let's get to the content. So we all know that you have to start thinking about making a social media marketing plan. You know, you just can't go at it willy-nilly. You just can't. It's here to stay, okay? So those of you who think it's not here to stay, you're dreaming. Wake up, smell the coffee. It's here to stay. So you will need to have a plan for your business and social media, period. It could be pretty tempting to jump right in. And I know this because I'm seeing a lot of people just jumping in and start doing stuff that doesn't work. You know, and then on conversely, I've seen other people that just jump right in and all of a sudden it starts working because they do it right. So if you're not one of those lucky ones that have not done it correctly and you think that social media is just a way of getting the word out there but not getting anything in return, you're mistaken. Okay. So you got to be make, you got the bottom line is you got to make a plan. All right. And you want to center the plan around the appropriate goals that's going to help you streamline your social media strategy, period. Okay. The plan also helps keep, it should also, anyway, keep better track of the progress in terms of achieving your goals. Okay. So let's go step by step. I'm going to give you an 8-step thing. This is something that we did. This is something that we did when we started implementing social media. Now, when we started implementing social media, it wasn't so many platforms out there. Okay. We started doing it primarily on Facebook, because that was the biggest, behemoth out there. And then we added LinkedIn to it, but we slowly moved to exclusively LinkedIn, and that was it, exclusively LinkedIn, and that's what we're doing now. We have a presence on Facebook, but it's nothing that we focus on. We primarily work on LinkedIn, but the bottom line is, and this is all step number one, okay? I said all this to talk to you about what step number one is. Is basically, you want to define your audience. You want to do some research on the online habits of the target market, okay? And the current client base and your current client base. See, if your business already has some social media pages, the chances are that you already have some access to the analytics that you have. Okay. So you want to look at those analytics. If you do have it, you want to look at those analytics. If you don't have social media pages yet, which I doubt, I think everyone who listens to me has a social media page, but just in case, on the odd chance that you don't, or you kick it off a new entity, this is good, you know, because now you want to, you can look at other data on your audience. Like, you probably already know some basic information about your client's base anyway. So you want to use that as a guide for your marketing. All right. So that's number one. You want to define your audience. So let me show you how we did this. We didn't do this step initially. Okay. We just, like everyone else, just went out there and did something, you know, and we weren't getting any traction because we started on Facebook, like I said, because everybody was on Facebook. But as we started introducing other platforms, I think the next thing we tried, it wasn't LinkedIn, though. Oh, my God. What was it? Can't remember, but it was a sec. I think it was Twitter. I think we tried tweeting and stuff like that, but it didn't work like the way we wanted to. And that's when we moved over to LinkedIn, and then, you know, we reached the holy grail there. So this step number one is very important. Defining your audience is very, very important. Okay. So you got to understand the online habits of your audience, because that's going to tell you a lot. And if not, you just got to kind of poll your current customers and you'll get a sense there. So number two, you want to consider your client base. Once you have your audience defined, you have to study what motivates them and their typical online habits. So once you understand your client base, it's going to help you spend the right amount of time and effort on their preferred platforms. So this is where this happens, okay? And this is going to give you a better chance of keeping them engaged, okay? See, if you aren't sure what platforms that your clients are on, and this is something that we didn't do, but we tell people to do it now because now we learn, because we learned the hard way, and I don't want you to learn the hard way. So if you aren't sure what platforms your clients are on, look at how your competitor is actually interacting in their market, you know, with their market, or target market, excuse me. So you could probably even consider asking your customers to complete a short survey in exchange for a discount of a product or a service or maybe, you know, a free month or what. I don't know the kind of business that you do, or maybe you give them a gift, an incentive gift or something like that. But give them an incentive to do a short survey, you know, and that's going to help you too. And again, I talk to my clients about this all the time now, because like I said, I learned the hard way. I didn't do this. Number three, you want to consider your resources. So you have to think about the resources that you have for carrying out some social media marketing. You gotta actually consider the knowledge that you have about using social media. You gotta ask yourself, do you know enough about marketing on Facebook or Instagram, for instance, or even LinkedIn? Or do you need to hire, say, a social media manager for your business? Now, a lot of people hesitate on this because if they don't know about it, they don't know how to hire someone. That's a big mistake. You know, just to do some asking around. I'm sure you guys are networking around. Ask some of your close networking groups from your chamber about that, and you could probably hire. I would say hire out, or you outsource it to a company like, you know, an outsourcing company like LBMS or any other type of agency like that. But definitely, I don't think if you don't know a bump about your market, you definitely should do this, you know, in my opinion. Okay. You can also consider your budget as well as the amount of time, you know, you and or your team want to dedicate to social media marketing. This is important too, because it can be a time suck. Okay. So you want to consider the factor that, you know, that's going to help you utilize and the available resources the most efficient way. That's important. You know, again, that's something that we did not do. And this is why I emphasize it a lot on this program, because I know how painful that was to me. And I don't want you to go through this. Okay. Number four, you want to choose your core topics. Okay. When you can develop your plan, your social media plan, and you actually understand your audience that, you know, that you want to reach, you can get a better understanding or a better picture, however way you want to say it, of what topics will be most interesting to your target market. So that is such a key thing. You know, you don't want to just, in other words, if you have a target market of meat eaters, you don't want to put topics in there about some vegetarian meal. And, you know, I just want to put it in a real, real raw sense. Okay. So for instance, if your business sells, say, pet care products, let's say, all right, you want to post like tips on topics like, you know, maybe proper grooming, the right diet for your pets, you know, the importance of pet exercise. You know, if you have, say, an auto repair shop, you know, I just want to give you some different examples here. So let's say you have an auto repair shop, you got to think like maybe your customers will probably like tips on detailing, okay, or getting the best deal, or doing a basic car maintenance. Okay, so stuff like that is what you want to consider topics. Okay, that's just some examples to get the juices flowing for your industry. Like, what is it that can you do for your particular industry? Now, most people who listen to me are lawyers, you know, and it's very difficult because an attorney, you know, what the specialties on stuff. So, but you got to think outside the box. If you're a family law attorney, talk about new laws that are coming out in your state or in your county. If you're a personal injury attorney, talk about, you know, slip and falls, like cases that you've helped people with slip and falls, et cetera, et cetera. It's hard because in general, you know, I don't know who's listening, so it's hard for me to be specific, but I think you get the gist. Number five, you want to select and maintain a consistent tone. You know, it's so funny. I'm going to back up here a little bit before I continue with this point, because, well, I'm going to tell you a story after. Let me go through the point, and then I'll tell you a story as to why this is important. I'm going to pull audible here. See, because you want to make sure that you keep your tone consistent. You want to decide if you want your business represented by being funny, being formal, being, you know, business professional, or maybe even a conversational tone. Okay, this is important. You want to also be consistent with how you represent yourself. You know, because you don't want your clients, you want your clients to recognize you more easily. So, excuse me. If you represent yourself with a conversational tone, but then when you meet your client on the phone or on face to face or however you do business, everything's formal and business professional, then there's a disconnect. So this is important. You want to keep in mind that your tone is what probably is driving them to you. See, because a conversational tone is going to drive people who enjoy that tone. A formal tone is going to drive people who enjoy that tone. So I think you get the gist. So let me tell you a really cool story before I move on to point number six. So when I first started doing this, I totally skipped this part. And I used to mix match my tone. I didn't know how important this was. And, you know, it was so, you know, it was amazing because everyone that used to come to me was so different. And the reason why they were so different is because my tones didn't match. You understand? So this is why I'm bringing this up here, because I don't want you, again, to create the same confusion for your leads, for your clients or potential clients. All right. So this is very important. Don't forget this. Don't forget this at all. Okay. Okay. So let's move on to number six. Number six is determine post frequency. Post frequency is very important. So you should always carefully consider how often you post content on social media pages. Okay. So if you start out by, say, flooding all this content, and then you suddenly go down to one post a month, your business is going to suffer. Okay. Period. And you're going to get some negative consequences. So what you want to think of is you want to opt for some sort of consistency, some sort of cadence from the beginning, okay? You want to aim. Now, there is really no right or wrong here. You know, it really depends on your comfort thing. But let's get some rule of thumbs here. So you want to aim posting frequency of 2 to 3 times a week, which is a good start, okay? That's a good start. But here's the deal, though, with social media. Once you have that routine down, you want to move towards daily posts, period. And I know a lot of people frown upon that. Frank, daily, even Sunday? Yes. They got schedulers out there. As we have a built-in scheduler. We have, those of you who are clients of mine know that we have our built-in social media tool scheduler that you can do it. You can just go right into our ecosystem, log in there, and schedule all your posts. And it'll go out to even Google My Business. So that's what you want to do. Okay? this is important. But you don't want, like, once a month. You don't want to do that. Start out with 2 to 3 times a week, like I said. And eventually, once you see that routine, you got to go to daily, period. And that's just the way social media is these days. There's no way around it. Okay, number seven, you want to strive for engagement. Engagement is the key factor of social media. Once you've gotten that whole, once you've gotten your whole audience familiar with you, all right, you want to, you know, and you've gotten that whole, the whole cadence down and everything, you really want to keep your audience engaged. This means you want to communicate with your customers. You want to answer their comments. You want to share more comments. You want to encourage them to comment. Okay? You want to keep your customers engaged because it's going to lead to stronger relationships, okay? And ultimately, a better business. Now, remember, people do business with people who they like, they know, like, and trust, period. And that's the way it works, okay? And so this is a, number seven is a very key step, okay? Because posting just to post, you're not doing anything. You're just posting just to post. But posting to get engagement, now we're talking, okay? Number eight, you want to analyze how you're doing. A lot of times, and I'm guilty of this, folks. I've done this many times the wrong way. And this is why I'm sharing this with you. I didn't analyze what I was doing. There are many ways to analyze how your social media pages are doing, okay? In fact, the majority of platforms do it for you, basically. So you got to make sure to check in on your analytics. You want to do this regularly, folks. Okay, so you want to understand the effects of your efforts, period. Okay, so checking social media analytics can be the help, it can be as helpful, and it actually is going to guide you to what is doing the work for you. Effective, you know, what's doing. How effective is your marketing? What type of marketing or what type of post, is actually encouraging engaging? Is it the funny post? Is it the serious post? Is it the questions post? Are people paying attention to your questions? You know, all of this is going to, the analyst is going to tell you. And then once you start seeing a trend, and you just got to do more of that. Okay. So here's the bottom line. Before I close this episode out, I just want to tell you guys the bottom line. People who are using social media, they're doing it like it's second nature. Okay. So unfortunately, there are also people who struggle with, you know, what channels are best on how to use them, et cetera, et cetera. This is why I'm posting here. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people not using it correctly. So it could be sometimes the most social media is real easy, but it can also be sometimes a very complicated process. But I wanna really, really help you guys do this because, and this is why, one of the reasons I'm doing this so early into the year, because I want you to pinpoint these things. So as an offer to all my listeners, I want you guys to head over to my website, head over to my contact page, and fill out the form on that page on anything that you need help with. Okay, so just go to lbmsllc.com/contact-us. Okay, and just fill out that form. And I want to sit down and have a conversation with you because, like I said, this is a very simple thing, but sometimes could be very complicated and confusing. So in order for me to help you, the best way is if you do that, at least. And now, again, that's a free consultation, no cost to you. I just want to sit down and help you as best as possible. So if you head on over there right now and do that, that would be great, and you'll be helping yourself and your customers. You'll be helping your customers find you. Okay. With that, I wish you guys nothing but the very best. Until next week, this has been Frank Deming, the local business guy. Take care and bye for now. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.